This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
A big day in the state legislature with the outcome of two major issues, both related to education. A bill that requires students to use school bathrooms that coincide with their biological sex is not law. Governor Dennis Dugard announced he vetoed House Bill 1008 hours before the deadline to make a decision. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports.
House Bill 1008 is the so-called transgender bathroom bill. Supporters say the measure protects privacy because it keeps students of different biological sexes in separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers. Governor Dennis Dugard says he vetoed the bill because schools are in the best position to handle any local issues, and the statewide law leaves districts open to federal lawsuits. Thomas Christensen agrees. He's the president of the Center for Equality in Sioux Falls.
The schools districts are handling this issue on a case-by-case basis, and I think that's how it should be. Our legislature has no business passing legislation that our school districts are already handling in a very effective manner.
Christensen says the veto avoids discrimination against transgender people. State Representative Fred Deutsch is the prime sponsor of House Bill 1008. He says he still believes in what he says is a simple modesty bill.
It's hard not to be disappointed. I did what I thought was right. I did what I believed in. I had the support of 78 out of 104 legislators from every corner of South Dakota. But I respect the governor's office and the power that he has to veto, and I always knew that at some point the bill could come to an end.
Deutsch says he won't try to convince lawmakers to override the veto because the bill is short votes, and he says other measures like education funding deserve priority in the last days of the 2016 session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
The prime sponsor of House Bill 1008 says he won't try to override the governor's veto, but that doesn't mean he's giving up. State Representative Fred Deutsch says he believes students should not be exposed to the anatomy of the opposite biological sex. He says the potential exists for a similar bill next legislative session.
I don't have any qualms about getting it through the legislature now that I've done it once, but I have to be able to adequately address the governor's concerns for there to be any realistic chance of him signing it into law and or gaining additional support to override a veto.
House Bill 1008 gained national attention as critics said the move isolated and discriminated against members of the transgender community. In other news, a halfpenny sales tax is one signature away from becoming state law. House Bill 1182 is part of the governor's plan to overhaul education funding in South Dakota. More than two-thirds of state senators supported the bill Thursday, and it survived its final legislative hurdle. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, not everyone supports the move.
A sales tax hike of 0.5% is dedicated to increasing teacher pay, adding to tech school instructor salaries, and offering property tax relief. Opponents to House Bill 1182 say lawmakers should find money to increase teacher salaries in the existing budget instead of raising taxes. State Senator Bill Van Gerpen says a sales tax increase decreases freedom.
I encourage us to go back to the drawing board, to use the formula of funding that's in place, and for once, let's fund it like it needs to be funded.
Other lawmakers say the Blue Ribbon Task Force report details what South Dakota needs, more money for teacher pay. State Senator Scott Parsley.
The board has been pretty well drawn, I think. This task force spent several months, several meetings, several hours with professionals from all over the country who've come in here and helped us look at our education funding and where we need to be competitive.
Both sides say they're following the will of the people. House Bill 1182 needed 24 votes to achieve the required majority for a tax increase. 25 state senators supported the legislation. The measure now moves to Governor Dennis Dugard's desk. The rest of the governor's education plan is contained in Senate Bills 131 and 133. They passed a House committee and now move to the full chamber. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Two separate bills that contain major elements of the public education changes in South Dakota survive their latest vote with no opposition. Senate Bill 133 provides teachers incentives for national board certification, offers mentoring, and puts money into an e-learning resource all districts can access. State Representative Justin Cronin says teacher pay and sales tax incentives get more headlines, but this measure ensures South Dakota serves and supports educators.
This is the most important piece of the puzzle as it relates to changing how we interact and how the state of South Dakota deals with education. So I applaud those on the Blue Ribbon Task Force. I applaud those who have come in on this bill and helped us craft something that makes sense. I remember somebody saying that we were going to do nothing. Well, we have done something, but the best part of what we have done is right here in this bill. And for $5 million, I can't believe we haven't done it before.
The House Appropriations Committee unanimously supports Senate Bill 133. The panel also endorses its companion. Senate Bill 131 has many sections that include establishing a target teacher salary and a new funding formula for school districts. In other news, the South Dakota House of Representatives passed a bill prohibiting the sale of fetal body parts. Senate Bill 24 makes it a Class 6 felony to provide or receive tissues, organs, or body parts of unborn or newborn children involved in most cases of induced abortions. The measure passed through committee unanimously and passed the House as part of the consent calendar. It goes now to the governor's desk. Earlier in the day, the state Senate Judiciary Committee turned down a measure that lets people with enhanced concealed carry permits enter the state capitol or courthouses with their weapons. Those in favor say it provides an extra measure of safety for people doing government business or attending a court proceeding. Sully County Sheriff Bill Stahl says those events are the reasons the bill should be defeated.
These are times people can react in ways they normally would not and make bad decisions they normally would not make. Law enforcement already provides security for these cases. When the judge, state's attorney, defense attorney, clerk of courts, or someone else comes to us with concerns, we increase our security measures. County commissions, zoning boards, drainage boards, and equalization offices all address and handle matters that can be emotionally charged. The public may bring their problems to these groups for possible mediation or resolution. And when firearms are involved, it can and has turned these meetings into deadly encounters in other parts of our nation.
A sponsor of the bill, State Representative Lee Qualm of Platt, told the committee about the stringent training and requirements needed for an enhanced concealed carry permit. That includes several hours with a licensed instructor and at least 98 rounds of live fire. Senate judiciary members deferred House Bill 1129 to the 41st day. And finally, members of a South Dakota House committee heard testimony on a bill allowing one form of medical marijuana. Senate Bill 171 allows the extract cannabidiol, or CBD. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has more.
Senate Bill 171 allows for CBD in liquid, oil, or pill form to treat intractable epilepsy. Proponents say although it's a marijuana extract, its THC content is too low to produce a high. George Hendrickson has a child with a disorder that causes seizures. He says allowing CBD in South Dakota could make a big difference for his family.
The load off of the parents being able to supply their child some sort of relief. Oh, I can't even explain to you what that does for a parent who gets to only sleep a couple hours a night because they watch their child seizing multiple times through the night, then gets up and spends 4 hours every morning making their food while they list out 13 to 14 different medicines they're going to give that child every 2 hours through the course of the day. If we can reduce that burden on the child and reduce that burden on the parent, then we've done something.
Opponents say it's not safe to allow a drug not approved by the FDA. Attorney General Marty Jackley sees multiple problems with the bill.
There needs to be that level of FDA approval, again, whether it be in the experimental phase or for other use. I talked a little bit about palatable with federal law. I mean, when you look at SB 171 in its present form, talking about immunity and these other protections under South Dakota law, that doesn't apply to federal law. I will tell you as a former United States attorney that you would be setting up a parent or a South Dakota physician for federal prosecution.
Members of the House Health and Human Services Committee heard testimony on the bill but did not make a decision. The committee takes up the issue again on Thursday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session. South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at SDPB News. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.